So, you know, I'm not going to stop eating just because we're recording.
Because he's Brian, and I'm Bill.
I'm Bob.
I'm special guest Derek.
And I don't have any pizza.
I'm special guest John, and I don't want any pizza.
I am the former consort to the monarch of the seas, Liz.
I am just special.
That's Troy, by the way. He apparently forgot his own name.
Monarch of the seas.
He's very
former. He's crazy too.
And
monarch, always monarch.
Previous soda guests, and I think Liz, since she's been helping us out so much, is now an esteemed mouth bud.
I'm promoted. A better day for me.
So they have picked out some purple ass drink.
Tropical Leucozade Energy, which is also known as purple drink.
Because I don't think it's actually purple. It's just the label.
Yeah,
the label
is which purple. The actual purple drink is actually orange.
I think they're all orange.
When they picked this, we were dreading it because we're still running on the end parts of Green Flash after 14 weeks. And but apparently, like reading the ingredients in this, it's just a normal soda. Like it even says here, does not contain taurine.
Yeah, it's advertised as an energy drink, like straight up on the label. It says
caffeine and
energy.
Yeah, brain and body energy.
Brain and body.
How much brain and body is in it?
Which it is worth noting. This depicts a brain drinking a bottle of this.
Oh my God!
No, that's not a brain. It's just bubbles in the head.
No, brain.
It's bubbles in place of a brain.
Yeah. So I just noticed this on the side of the bottle, which we're going to have to change the name of our podcast because it calls it a sparkling glucose drink, which is the new name for
these are some of the sparkling glucose drinks we like.
Medicinal you would sell to a diabetic.
Yeah.
Right, and it should be mentioned that the coloring and the design of the label looks on par with a child's glue stick.
Yeah. It just screams, eat this.
So, Troy, flavor-wise, you're going to be our rock for comparing. That's your job.
Okay.
Compare how this tastes to... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can tell by looking at you.
Let's start this shit off.
That one's not that good. They had a good
fizz.
Brian is doing a pizza review behind us.
Which may skew
you guys.
Alright, let's do this.
He's going to have a heavy grease-covered mouth.
That's a color.
it's orange. Oh, it's extremely fragrant.
I have to hold this up to both the blue light and the white light.
That is, it is tropical.
Yeah, you'll smell that right away.
Aww. I'm picking.
Brian said pickin'.
That sums up this soda for all of us.
Stop it, apple!
Brian is having some mental issues at the moment.
Brian has forgotten how to talk.
I'm not pickin'.
Brian wants to pickin'.
Is that like TV picking its mother?
That's it for today, so
my stomach hurts so bad.
Broken the tea.
Oh, God.
I can't stop smelling this.
Yeah.
This is nasally delicious.
Oh, God. For the nose, the smell has permeated the entire little alcove we have gotten.
This is the tropical flavor one.
You can smell the picking.
Guys, I think Bill was frozen in place by the smell of this drink, briefly.
It reminds me of something, and it's something good.
I don't know what it is.
I can't figure it out.
Like kind of, it's,
hello?
It smells like punch.
You know what it smells like?
Like a generic like amalgamation.
Were you guys Ghostbusters fans when you were kids?
No.
Ecto Cooler, the high C stuff?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yes, that is very similar.
Yeah.
This smells like an orange I don't want.
It smells like when you're peeling clementines, like a little tiny...
It smells like
it's almost got a mangoey kind of smell.
Yeah, it also has the color of Ecto Cooler, which is kind of a yellowish green orange, which I don't know how is possible to get all those flavors.
It smells like somebody
it's
in
the
your
car. It's the blue lighting.
Oh wait,
no, I have it over here in the orange lighting. I'm still seeing green.
Yeah,
it
does smell mangoey.
Yeah. It smells like somebody in your office ate an orange earlier in the day, and they don't sit directly next to you. It's just somewhere out there, and you don't know who did it, and you're a little upset.
So they don't say how much caffeine is in here, but they say that the percentage of the liquid that it is caffeine is 0.012%.
Man, I'm going to get so high after this.
And it also lists, instead of calories, it says
we're going to go over to colors.
Yeah, energy and
so
kilocalories.
Sugar energy, yeah. Literally.
What calorie?
Yeah. Kilocalories. Jesus.
So, this just smells like mango.
The calories are
kilocalories. It's hugely mango.
All right, yeah. let's
A mango is an orange I don't want.
Let's gulp it down.
Right.
Here we go.
Oh. It's got a fizz like champagne.
It's very small bubbles.
Yeah, it does say lightly carbonated.
What is that flavor?
It's definitely heavily carbonated with light.
Sadness and new.
Well, it's.
I don't want to hear anything more.
It's sweetened with glucose syrup.
That almost was the next line. I mean, like,
so
in terms of.
It kind of has a taste.
No, it's entirely wrong. But
it has a taste like the glucose packets you bring with you when you're running a marathon so you don't bonk halfway through.
That's why it's energy.
Yeah.
So this is like one of those energy
gels.
I love
Troy makes the analogy to glucose packets because we all run marathons
on
this podcast. Yeah.
Look at us.
I eat those just as breakfast sometimes.
We're fucking stallions.
We're fucking the bird. We are
literally doing that right now. The mic is very oddly placed.
It's very precarious.
It's strapped in front of Bill's crotch, and he's making us all chase it. I don't know.
Yeah, the range is very short too. So
this is a lot of fun for me.
No, that's going in the sludge cup.
So right away when I taste it, I get immediately that fruitiness, like a very light sort of. I mean, it's not overpoweringly sweet, but certainly sweet enough. And then this acrid kind of acidic taste that just kind of cuts it off and.
The acidity is amazing. You don't swallow like a human and it goes up your nose. Because now it's just. Really,
this Troy is an alien.
Really affecting my sinuses.
So I expected you to fuck this up.
Yeah,
it's a little bitter with how acidic it turns out to be.
It's actually quite pleasant for literally half a second. Just, like I do to children, hits you in the face with bitter, acrid.
It's like if Eric was holding an orange while he punched a child in the face. Yeah. It just juice goes everywhere.
Pain.
Everything's sticky and everyone knows what you did.
So
it's an orange knuckle fist.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to rate.
This was just, I want to say this because it's weird to me. Made in China under license.
Oh god damn it.
For GlaxoSmithKline Consumer Healthcare in England.
Again, right. Like
I hate every part of that sentence.
This is a diabetic sugar drink.
Yeah, this is not.
Now we all have the beatus.
That just makes me want to jump off of a building into a Foxconn trampoline.
It's only 70 calories though. That's weird.
Oh yeah, GSK. Right?
Oh, per 100 milliliters, so it's three times that.
So my rating. This is the beverage equivalent of a shrug. And I give it a 45.
Yeah, this literally is just pretty unexciting. I'm gonna say this is equivalent to milk.
50
straight.
That is a insult to milk.
We haven't mentioned it for a little bit. 50 is a milk. 100 is the best beverage ever, and 0 is a dog mistake.
And as a Wisconsinite, I feel like you should put milk higher than average.
I was like, you're not from Wisconsin. And then I realized you were not saying.
I was not talking
about milk just on its own is fine. It's what you do with the milk.
Oh, it's really also not a soda, so you'd have to compare it to carbonated.
Because I really want him to explain the.
Well, 100 is best beverage.
Yeah.
I drink that.
Alright. I don't know if now I'm finally feeling the crash off the green flash, but this drink just depressed me. Like. I don't know why, but
depressed
I hit that.
You like a tongue in a doctor's office.
Exactly. It just. It took a wooden stick to my tongue and just kind of pushed on it as hard as it could with bitter, terrible flavor. And, I can't think of anything witty or fun or happy or anything to say about this.
It's the DCUO of sodas.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, it's the DCUO of sodas. So 17. Just fuck this drink and fuck that game.
Honestly.
There's no way this is 17.
This soda is very well exemplified by my experience with it. In that I was eating my pizza.
With picking.
I had a mouthful of pizza. It's not easy to say chicken when you have a mouthful of pizza. And my chicken fell on the floor. And it's like, well, can't have it anymore. And Troy's like, well, this is wasteful. Bam, right into the sludge.
We took his chicken away and threw it on the floor.
Okay, so we should check real quick. Has the chicken dissolved?
Partially. There is no more chicken. So
good.
The English warning doesn't tell you how much caffeine is in here, but the Spanish one does.
Of course it does.
So it says very little caffeine. This is 40 milligrams of caffeine in the whole bottle.
Oh. All right. So Brian, what's your number?
Yeah.
What's our number?
41.
Alright.
Because, I mean, I can get more chicken. So it's not like it's entirely lost.
They literally will give you finite amounts of chicken on this boat.
Yeah.
A pickin', even.
Pickin'. I'm totally going to order any chicken dish.
You got your pickin', a chicken.
I'm going to take my pickin'.
My pickin'.
My pickin'.
It's not so much that it's awful, but my score is going to be pretty low. I'm going to give it, I'd say a 20. And it's because it tastes like an energy drink should taste, but won't give me the energy. And if I was looking for just something very sugary, I would drink something that tasted better. If I was looking for something more carbonated, I would drink something. I don't know. It doesn't really land in any one particular area.
It's
that
same, like, no man's land is sucralose.
I anticipate to take a hit in the flavor department when having an energy drink because I don't generally enjoy the taste of it, but there are ones that are worse than others, there are ones that are better. So
I now know why they put energy on the bottle. To make up for the flavor. Yeah. It's like, man, we made a really shitty soda. And let's put energy on it.
And then if I needed to drink the soda for a medical reason, such as being severely hypoglycemic and needing to get some into my system, I'd pick something that tasted better. You know? Or eat some candy or something else. So yeah, 20.
It serves no purpose.
Yeah, it serves no purpose. It doesn't. It's not good enough to drink on any of those merits.
So it's a glass of existential dread.
20. I just like to note that Brian currently has his head resting on the armrest of Liz's chair, just staring into the middle of the distance.
Where's Pickens though?
Pickens gone.
The glucose is not kicking in.
He's in mourning, you guys.
The green flash has taken Brian down.
The Pickens.
So, even though it was now, what, 21 weeks ago?
Yeah. Something like that.
It's a slow burn.
Yeah. Sustained.
Green flash, it kills you for years.
It literally doesn't leave your system.
So I equated this with one of those glucose packets that you eat, you know, as you expend mass amounts of energy and have to continue for hours on end. And those are so much better than this. That is literally a medicinal supplement.
Well, you could literally not consume this while running a marathon.
No. Yeah. I mean, honestly,
you would vomit everywhere.
Seriously. I drank that and I lost energy.
Yeah, the instant fizz when it hits your face kind of masks.
You're not supposed to pour it on your face.
The back of your face, it masks the blandness, but after having drank that, like, what, 5 minutes have gone by maybe since I finished mine, there's just this lingering, like, that I want to go away. It's like when binge on sweet tarts and you get that like stinging, my tongue's burnt, and then a couple hours after that you can't really taste anything. That's kind of what I feel like right now.
Now that might just be the tropical flavor. We do have both the other flavors.
It could be tropical. This may be a skewed result on the brain.
We don't have to drink it.
I don't want to think.
I don't give those up. Me for grabbing what was there.
Yeah, the first door was.
Don't tell me what I can and can't get mad at.
Overall,
I'm mad at Buffy.
I rated a 23. It's passable. I would drink it if I absolutely had nothing else in front of me, but water, hell of a lot better.
Well, no, that's my thing too. Water
is just about always better.
Well, I'd drink it if I had to, but I would never have to because it won't give me the energy. It won't give me the, you know. I mean, there's no payoff to it. It's just a fail. Falls flat.
If I was on a deserted island and I was going to die if I didn't drink it, I'd drink it. It'd be fine.
Dropped a pallet of Lucozade on your leg so you can even like crawl away and like, open up some plants and stuff.
You feel like that. What was that movie where the guy pinned his arm? You have to cut your arm off from
1 hour? Yeah, with a blunt pocket knife?
Yeah, you'd have to cut your cut your leg off as it's trapped in the pallet of Lucozade. With the cap of a bottle of Lucozade.
Yeah, it's like, it's one of those saw traps. It's like, you either have to lose a foot or drink all this Lucozade.
Which is funny, like, it's shaped like a Swiss Army knife.
So, and what is Lucozade supposed to mean? Is it kind of like
I think it's
aid implies some kind of, like,
the medical necessity of aid that you will need after drinking it.
I think it's because it's got glucose in it.
I think they're marketing the G is kind of what they're trying to be, apostrophe Lucozade, I think they're playing off with the whole
Gatorade saga of we have awesome energy drinks and look at us, so like we can do that too.
So this would have been used by the Virgin Island Lucos.
Because Gatorade is used by the Gators.
That was exactly it.
It's true. So
Gatorade was designed for the Florida Gators.
So to sum this up, we have a 32 2/3 average score, and we're going to put the other two on the free table in the game room.
Yes, we are. That is so good. No one will drink them, though.
It's not as horribly. The other two flavors are orange
and regular.
And original.
I kind of want to drink the original.
So, yeah, you can if you want.
Yeah, I kind of want to try that.
Okay.
I'm more curious now.
Do we want to just stretch this a little bit?
The original.
And hit some original for those who want to try it?
Yeah.
You don't have to try it, Brian. It's fine. We're not even going to score it. We're just going to see if it's any different.
Do you have your old cup?
I'll drink a little bit to see if it's not like shit.
It's definitely better.
This is much angrier.
It's still orange in color, but it's a redder orange.
It's like it knows what we said about the other one.
Actually, this smells better.
Yeah, that smells like a sun-kissed or something.
It does smell good, actually.
Yeah.
It tastes really weird.
No.
Yeah, this is just like...
The bottom of my glass is sticky, by the way.
This tastes like if you carbonated orange Gatorade.
No.
That's what this tastes like.
If
you carbonated orange Gatorade, it would taste exactly like.
But it's
this.
Orange Gatorade that tasted really terrible.
This has an odor like if you had Lysol diluted, you washed the floor, it was airing out. Smells like the room.
It's like a robot farted in my mouth.
We're not gonna score it. That's what it
tastes like.
Like
an orange.
Are we gonna score?
It's extremely like bitter.
Should we score it, Bill?
It's kind of aggressively...
No. I give it the same score as the other one. Just fucking awful.
I'd give this a little higher.
Are you serious?
I'm not going to dignify it with a score.
Yeah, this one at least is honest about what it's trying to do. You taste
attack you?
You drink this and you're like, this is a health product.
Okay, wait, no.
The other one just stabs you in the back. This one comes running at you with a war hammer.
Yeah, and I appreciate that.
The background flavor on the original.
The devil you know.
Like the concoction they give you to mix into Gatorade when you're having a colonoscopy.
So maybe we should all go get colonoscopies now.
I think that might
be
a good
idea. Well, if we did, we'd be prepared.
Do any damage.
I'm pretty sure there's no radium in here.
You get in there, the doctor's like, oh god, did you have the Lucozade? This is going to cost extra.
After drinking...
We have to specially coat our cameras now.
After drinking the Lucozade, you no longer have a
cold. It goes through like three cameras, it just keeps dissolving.
It dissolves your body from the inside out.
It uses your own...
As that chicken
energy. You don't have any intestines because they dissolve. The cancer's gone too.
It's true. Problem solved.
Lucozade. It cures intestinal cancer.
Do you know your intestine cells over the course of a week?
That is true.
You have an entirely new colon than you had last week.
Yeah, you have.
Fuck old colon.
I have an entirely new colon than I had this morning. Thanks, Soda Pals.
Yeah, I hope you're happy out there.
You soda taste buds.
Close enough.